to the recording music. Crossbow right above the net here and pointing at the wild bird. Airplanes flying over. And this bird's foraging on the lodgepole cones. And the cone just dropped. Pointing at this wild bird here. There goes a male going down. And he's sitting on 375's cage. There goes another one over by 375. Pair on 375 now, male and female. Meanwhile, this is Chitter of bird 33. The male flew back up into the lodge pole. That was him chittering as he flew into the tree. Stop. Okay, this is wild female. Perched low in a very small lodge pole pine here in the fence. Singing. Wild bird. Wild female. In song here. Went down. Yep. So recording, that wasn't a female, that was a male. Right nearby, he's calling. Okay, he's calling now. And the birds are going down for water. We have to come over here and see this. Recording. There are only four crossbills here, three females and one male. The other two males I thought I saw are probably casting switches, and we saw those take off a while back. So recording the four birds bathing in the water here in this marshy area, and now they're perched in a tall dead tree about 20 to 30 feet, or 20 to 25 feet above the ground. Just drying off. In fact, the male's the lowest one. He's only 15 feet above the ground. Stop. Recording. Stop. Recording. I'm really close to the wild females. And they just flew over. And that's the chitter of another bird that just flew right past me. Stop. So recording, a wild flock finished bathing, and they all just flew into this lodgepole pine here. And they're up in the tree foraging and stuff. That's probably like 374. And there's 374 again. 374. And the wild birds, four wild birds in the flock are calling. They're gonna take off. 374. 374. This is a wild bird. It's starting to kick off.